Ginny Scott, and I'm the K-12 Guidance Counselor at Tina Avalon.
All right. Thank you, Ginny. And you guys have an exciting event coming up next month, a career fair. Tell me a little bit about what's involved in that event.
It is Wednesday, October 9th, and it's from 8:15 to about 11:30. And basically what we do is meet people, vendors in, or people from each career path, the arts and communication path, the business path, natural resources, industrial and engineering, health, and human services career path. And we try to find 1 to 2 representatives that work in that field to come in and talk to our K-12 students about their job. The kids tend to ask questions about education requirements for their job, what they have to wear, their daily job description, wages, benefits, their work hours, any advantages and disadvantages of the job, and like at what age that you could begin working for that job. And this is actually our third year doing this. It is my second year putting it on. And it's just to let the kids be aware of, you know, different careers out there and the interests that they have in those.
Now, how many vendors and employers do you guys have set up already to come out there?
Right now we have 2, 4, there are 5 of them, and I'm waiting to hear back on 2 more. So usually it's 1 to 2 per career path. So right now we have 5 that have confirmed that they will be participating in our career fair.
And if anybody is interested in participating in the fair, what would you like them to, or who would you like them to get in
touch with? They can contact me at the school at 660-622-4211, and we're always interested. You know, it's always nice to have a lot of different people coming in, representatives that can talk about their job.
Now, I see here, this is a K-12 school,
yes.
And you guys let all age groups participate in this career fair.
Yes, all age, kindergarten through 12th grade get to participate, yes.
Okay. Now, it is free, of course, to the
mm-hmm.
students, and
mm-hmm.
you don't charge anybody to come in and talk to the kids either?
Nope, nobody. Nope, everything's free, and, you know, the people, the representatives that we've asked are coming in on their own time, so they're volunteering their time to talk to our kids. So we are truly appreciative of that, you know, of their efforts on that part.
Right. Now, just out of curiosity, in the past, what has been some of the most popular jobs that the kids have kind of...
In the past, you know, your elementary kids tend to like the doctors. And we had a doctor last year come in, Dr. Reed, and we had a pharmacist come in last year. They were very interested in that. Elementary kids also like the natural resources career path because they got to talk about bugs and, you know, how things are made. So they enjoyed that. Now, the upper grades, we are a farming community, and they, you know, they enjoy that path as well, as long as, along with the, like, the welding, the industrial side of it from the boys.
Have you seen anything that the kids just really aren't interested in that you guys have brought in?
No, and the kids get to pick. Usually the kids get 3 that they pick from. They have the list of the 6 or however many we ended up getting confirmed, and then they get to pick. The elementary kids get 3 of them, and they pick the 3 that they're most interested in. And so usually the teachers are good about spreading them out so that they get a variety, that not everybody goes to one career, you know, that way everybody has a chance to see, a multitude of possibilities. And then we discuss some, you know, in my guidance classes, we get to discuss those and what they liked about it, what they learned. So it's a lot of fun.
All right. Now, Ginny, is there anything else about this event that you'd like to add? Because it sounds like you've covered just about everything for me.
Nope. We are super excited. And, you know, if anybody ever wants to participate and share with us their career, they're more than welcome to contact the school and get a hold of me, and we can set them up.
All right. Thanks a lot. And before I let you go, just out of curiosity, how many kids do you guys have in that school?
We have, roughly it's like 160. Around 160 K-12.
Wow.
So, yeah. So we see, I mean, the kids a lot of kids have, you know, opportunities to visit with these different people. So
yeah, so it's not as clustered and
right.
kind of a rush deal.
Right.
Awesome. All right, Miss Jenny. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.